If your knees check the weather before you do, time to check out Joint Relief Institute. Fast, FDA-approved pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt. And let's say hello to Alex Zalbin, host and producer of the Comic Book Club podcast. Today's entertainment report sponsored by JeffBuysYourHouse.com. Hi, Alex.
Hey, Wendy, how are you doing?
I'm good. I was out seeing Tom Kenny and the High Seas, his High Seas band. What a great show SpongeBob did. The finale was best day ever.
Of course it was. That's fantastic.
Yeah, and then, of course, he did the theme to SpongeBob at Reggie's in Chicago last night, and the audience just totally ate it up and participated. Very, very, very fun night. And I did not get to see the final Stephen Colbert, and a lot of surprises that we didn't know about until the show aired. Was it leaked a little bit or no?
It did leak out a little bit because they filmed the show, or used to film the show. It's done now live to tape. So I may have my time wrong, but I believe the taping started around 2:45 p.m. ET yesterday. So a couple of people left the theater, said who the main guest was, didn't leak everything, but mostly said that it was very poignant and that it didn't air until later that night at 11:30. But the big, I don't know if this is a spoiler for the final.
Well, can I just say something?
Yeah.
So Tony DeNardis is sitting in for Haley today, and he goes, "Oh, I didn't get a chance to watch Colbert last night. I'm going to get it spoiled." And I'm like, "Yes, you are, because we're talking about it."
Yeah, I'm not sure if it could be characterized as spoilers for a late night show. Stephen Colbert didn't die in the final episode or anything like that. But instead, he gave a really poignant tribute, not even necessarily just to his show, but to the Ed Sullivan Theater that the show has been performed in, was home to many shows, including the Ed Sullivan Show beforehand, by having his one and only guest be Paul McCartney for the entire running time. And that was a really beautiful thing to see. Just having them sit down for well over an hour. They ended the show with McCartney and Colbert performing Hello, Goodbye, while the staffers all danced through on the stage. But the Ed Sullivan Theater has been having performances, first Broadway, and then I believe radio, and then TV for decades now. It is a national landmark, so it's not going away. The theater will still be there. It will be host to something in the future. But this is the first time it's gone dark in a really, really long time. So it was his way of having Paul McCartney, who, of course, is part of the Beatles. And they were made famous in 1964 by their performance at the Ed Sullivan Theater, of really bringing things full circle and saying goodbye, not just the Late Show, but the theater as whole, which is, it's a classy move. He's a classy guy.
He really is. And I am so late to jump on the Stephen Colbert bandwagon. I didn't really watch the Colbert Report. And I just think he is the best ever. So
it's kind of amazing how he flipped from the Colbert Report, which was a parody of very in-your-face, aggressive news shows. He's a very negative character on that show, to The Late Show, which is what he truly is, which is a really nice guy who loves to talk to people and loves hanging out with people, loves pushing positivity up. And he went out that way, left it on a really beautiful note that I think is going to cement his legacy as one of the great all-time late-night show hosts, and I'm excited to see what he does next.
And, yeah, CBS pulled the plug because, no ratings. The show wasn't making any money. I think the ratings were pretty high this last season, don't you?
I think so. You know, this gets into a bigger discussion about late night as a whole. There was a very fun moment in the final episode that I definitely think they pre-taped when the rest of the late night hosts, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, John Oliver, etc., were on, where they made jokes about, "You're the first one to go, but they're coming for us all." And we were talking about this yesterday. Late nights can be very different in a year or 5 years. It's just by necessity of the ratings aren't there. People do watch it the next day, mostly in clips on YouTube. And the networks just haven't figured out a way to pivot to that in a way that gets them the same amount of money they used to get from the advertising and the attention specifically on the live show. So we'll see what happens. This is, it sounds doom and gloom to say at the beginning and the end, but if this really is the beginning and the end of late night shows, it's a great way to start them going out.
We are getting our entertainment news from Alex Zalbin right now, host and producer of the Comic Book Club podcast. I am not always in a hurry to get to a theater to watch a movie, but seeing the trailer for Christopher Nolan's The Odyssey, oh my gosh, that looks amazing. And there's some news regarding Lupita Nyong'o, who's in The Odyssey. Tell us about this.
Sure. So Christopher Nolan, if I recall correctly, in an interview announced that Lupita Nyong'o is going to be playing Helen of Troy in the movie, casting that wasn't previously announced. And there was some blowback online, as you might expect from some bad actors, let's say. Now, in a new interview with Lupita Nyong'o on Elle, she responded to the blowback and had two very good, very smart, I thought, things to say. The first one specifically asked about what she thought about the backlash, said, quote, "I can't spend my time thinking about all the people who still don't love me. You'll find the representatives who believe in you and you'll get on with it. I want to believe I'm built to last." And specifically on the role itself, because people were pushing back on the idea that she is beautiful, I would say, Lupita Nyong'o, unequivocally one of the most beautiful people on the planet.
Yep.
But she said in terms of playing the role that you can't, and this is a quote again, "you can't perform beauty. I want to know who a character is, what is beyond beauty, what is beyond looks. That's the thing about doing such a well-known text, which has been studied and interpreted and derived from." So smart things from Lupita Nyong'o. I am very excited to see her in the movie. I think she's going to be great.
I just want to say epic. It looks just so incredible, so this movie.
I can't wait. I mean, Christopher Nolan is a filmmaker who doesn't do things in half measures. Every single one of his movies, you know, I don't always run out to see things in IMAX, but his things, you want to see it on the biggest, most overwhelming screen possible, because the scale he is doing things in is unimaginable, and there really is no bigger story than The Odyssey, so this should be a good one.
All right, Emily in Paris, I have never watched this, but it is a very popular show.
Yes, if you can't tell from the title, and if you've never watched it, it's about a girl named Emily who goes to Paris. That is the
crazy
plot of the show. I know. What are they doing on TV these days? This is a very popular show on Netflix. Like you said, it's a comedy from Darren Star, who is one of the creators of Sex and the City, among other things. And they just announced that the sixth season is going to be the final season of the show. It hasn't been canceled. It is ending on its own terms. Weirdly, the final season will take place, at least in part, in Greece, as Emily explores the fashion world of Greece and romance. But yeah, that should be ending, and I believe that we don't have a premiere date necessarily, but that likely will come out sometime next year.
All right, and ladies first. This is a new Netflix movie that I may want to watch. Tell us about this.
Yeah, I will warn people, this is getting very mixed reviews. Mostly the performances are getting very positive reviews, while the script, maybe not so much. But it stars Sacha Baron Cohen, who people probably know as Borat, playing, for once, a normal guy.
What?
I know, it's crazy. No makeup, no accent, anything like that. But he is a male chauvinist who suddenly wakes up in an alternate world where everything is reversed. So now women are in charge instead of men, and he has to deal with it. So as it hits all of the notes that you would expect, but Sacha Baron Cohen, great in everything. Rosamund Pike, who is also excellent in everything, plays his foil, who suddenly becomes his boss when he ends up in this alternate reality. You got Richard E. Grant, Emily Mortimer, Charles Dance from Game of Thrones, Fiona Shaw, who has never turned in a bad performance. So even if maybe the jokes are iffy, I think you got a great cast, and that's on Netflix now, so worth checking out.
And our final minute goes to The Boys. I haven't watched it yet. It is telling you that your favorite superheroes are jerks, basically. And if you haven't seen it, It's gory, it's crazy, it's funny, but it's got some sweet moments as well. And the boys' finale happened on Wednesday, right?
Yeah, I won't give any spoilers since you haven't watched it, of course, but I was very happy with how it wrapped up its 5-season run. It brought together all of those things you said in every single minute, from gory to really profane and gross, to ending on a really poignant and sweet note that I thought was really beautiful. Done. It goes in unexpected directions. It's very satisfying. If you never checked it out, all 5 seasons are on Prime Video now for you to watch whenever you want.
Excellent. And Alex Zalbin joins me on Sundays here on WGN Radio, but we are not on this week because the Indy 500 will be hitting the airwaves. So have a good Memorial Day weekend. All right, Alex?
You as well. I'll be busy watching TV.
Me too. That's what we do. Thank you so much. Alex Zalbin, host and producer of the Comic Book Club podcast. Go to comicbookclublive.com. Some things to do this Memorial weekend. Joining us right now is Jason Lesnevich, Senior Director of Cultural Tourism at Choose Chicago. Hi, Jason. How's it going?
Hi, Wendy. It's going great. How are you?
I'm ready to go swimming. Not
exactly.
Really. Well, the beach is open, but is it even going to be warm enough?
You know, yeah, it's Memorial Day weekend, so it's the official start of summer. And so all of our beaches will be open this weekend. Probably not the time to get in the water right now, but great time to gather family, friends, be on the lakefront and enjoy our beautiful lake there.
Yeah, it is really nice. Even just to walk and get your feet in the water is just wonderful. It's beautiful.
Absolutely.
What about a Memorial Day parade? I heard it's happening. I'm not sure where.
Yeah, it happens along Dearborn Street. It's this Saturday, so tomorrow. So our big parade is along Dearborn Street at noon from Van Buren to State Street. And then there's a wreath laying ceremony right before that at 11 a.m. in Daly Plaza if you want to come out and pay your respects and enjoy a wonderful parade down Dearborn Street.
That is a good idea. What if you're into some music? I know they're doing all the closures on Columbus to inconvenience me driving into work.
Yeah, that's Sueños. It's in their 5th year. They're in Grant Park there. A wonderful Latin music festival and one of the best Latin music festivals in the nation. And they get great headliners. So that's in Grant Park all weekend. And then in Union Park, we have a brand new music festival this year. It's called Forever Mine, and it really focuses on R&B, house music, and a lot of nostalgic early 2000 favorites. So great festival, new festival to check out in Union Park this weekend.
And where is Union Park? Ballparky.
Union Park is Ashland and Lake Street.
Okay.
Just there, just west of the West Loop area of Fulton Market District.
I'm going to put you on the spot. Are you a Cubs fan or a Sox fan, Jason?
I grew up, my dad grew up on the north side, definitely a Cubs fan, been going to Wrigley Field since the early 80s. So they're at home this weekend, starting today through Sunday. They're playing the Astros. And if you are a Southside fan or a
yes.
White Sox fan,
yes.
they play on Memorial Day on Monday versus the Twins.
All right. Now, here's the exciting part. When summer kicks in, Chicago starts their fireworks. That's happening, right?
They sure do at Navy Pier every Wednesday and Saturday from Memorial Day through Labor Day. So tomorrow they'll have their wonderful show right there on the lakefront. It's a gorgeous setting to come out, see fireworks. They have great music that accompanies the fireworks. So every Wednesday and Saturday starting tomorrow at Navy Pier.
All right. And something we learned this morning, and I didn't know if you were aware of it. I certainly wasn't. It's the National Moment of Remembrance. It started in 2000, Bill Clinton, President Bill Clinton, issued a formal memo in May of 2000 promoting the time of reflection. In December of 2000, the United States Congress officially passed the National Moment of Remembrance Act into law. And we, at 3 o'clock on Memorial Day, are supposed to take 1 minute to reflect on the sacrifices made by military heroes. I'll be honest with you, Jason, I never heard of this before today.
No, yeah, that's new to me as well, Wendy, but it's a great, you know, I think a lot of, you know, people just think about Memorial Day as a long weekend, but it's definitely a time to reflect and thank those that have, you know, protected our country. And it's another great opportunity to go out to the parade on Saturday and just really think about, you know, Memorial Day in that sense.
Absolutely. So great to talk to you, Jason Lesnevich, and you are with, I don't have my information in front of me.
Choose Chicago. Definitely visit our website, choosechicago.com, for anything you want to do in the city of Chicago.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jason. Have a great
Thank
one.
You.